Hey guys, so some of you were asking about the eggshell pendants, so I figured I'd try to do a tutorial on them. What you're gonna need is some eggshells, and all you really have to do is, after you crack the egg, and you use it obviously, I wouldn't go cracking eggs just for this purpose, unless you don't eat eggs, I suppose, but just take them and put them in some very hot to boiling water. And leave them overnight, or at least for a few hours, I'd say. And you'll be able to peel out that membrane that's inside the egg. And then they'll be ready to use once you let them dry. What we're using for this project is little wood, I don't really know what they're called. I kind of call them miniature plaques, but I don't really know. It's just craft wood. Wood shapes. Have some ovals here, some stars here. Woodsy's brand for this. And this one, I believe I got at Hobby Lobby. So I have like a few different shapes. Like these are big squares in here. I'm not even gonna edit that out because that just shows you that I'm a big goof. Anyway, squares, rectangles, I think I have circles in here somewhere. Yep, circles. So they come in a variety, and I made a nice mess, but I'm not even gonna worry about it right now. I'll just be very careful not to step on them, and I'll pick them up later, because I'm not redoing this video again. I keep getting tongue-tied, and I actually feel that I have my mojo back, so let's go. Alright, eggs, use the wood pendants. I have little clips that I filmed before of how to press down the eggs, so here we go. Alright, so after you crack the stuff off, the last thing you really want to do is just sand it. So you sand the edges a little bit. You could use a sanding block for this, or if you don't have a sanding block, you could just use a nail file. So I know most people have those, so that probably would work really well. So after you sand them, you are going to want to paint them. So I have some paint set aside over here. And the type of paint you want to be using for these is something that's transparent. So you can see transparent, opaque. This covers completely. You won't see anything underneath it. Transparent lays over and you'll still see the eggshell. So you can use an ink or something. I'm actually thinking of ordering some kind of ink for doing these. I'm not sure if it'll work, but I will let you guys know if I have any luck with it. So for now, since it's all I have, I'm using transparent acrylics. It really doesn't matter on the brand, I don't think, just so long as it's transparent. So have a little bit of water and pick some paint and just start painting randomly. Unfortunately, I never really have any luck finding transparent paints for some reason. Either they're just really hard to find, or I'm just blind. But yeah, that's unfortunate. So just paint, paint, paint. You don't have to be a good painter for this. You're just pretty much laying down random colors. You could do anything that you want. It has no right or wrong. Alright, so lay your first coat down and let it dry. If you have a heat gun, it comes in very handy to help it along. I'm pretty impatient, so I think I'm going to plug in my heat gun and go for it. But I will do you guys a favor and just speed up the video so you guys don't have to hear the So you don't have to hear the heat gun, because it is pretty annoying. So, hang on a minute. Alright, so I use the heat gun, and then I will go back and touch it up. And add some more color where I feel it needs it. I think the red was a bad choice, but it's okay. I'll just mix it in. And it will just turn the green and the blue a little bit purple and darker green. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's just basic mixing of colors. Red plus blue equals purple. Red plus green equals darker green. For some reason, I don't know. I kind of want red in this, but I don't know if it's going to work out well. Alright, I'm going for it. You never know until you try, right? I feel really, really chill right now, like Bob Ross chill, you know? So, there are no mistakes right now. Alright, cool. That works. So after you paint it, you let it dry again. And again, I'm doing you guys the favor of turning the camera to speed up so the sound goes away so you don't have to hear this obnoxious thing working. Alright, so now that it's completely dry, it looks really weird and kind of ugly, but I promise you, the method I just used for this was the same method I used for this. So, what you do now, you take an ink pad. This is just a black ink pad. And actually, don't think, oh yes I do. I have a piece of paper I can do this on so it doesn't make a mess. So what you're gonna do is take your ink pad and just blot it onto the egg. And since the eggshell is very irregular and all of the pieces don't stand up the same, it's not really gonna cover every bit of color. Because I know it seems kind of silly to put black over something you just painted so carefully. So just giving you a heads up that it's not that big of a deal. It won't ruin it. Have two others that I did here that I'm probably just gonna go for and do as well, just so you can get a comparison. All right, so I just kind of turn it and then do it the opposite way. Turn it, and I notice it gives the best coverage as opposed to doing it in one direction. I think this one needs a little bit more. Alright, and I store it upside down when I'm done with it, just so it's ready when I need to blot it on. Alright, so now we have these three that are inked. Be very careful with them. And what we're gonna do is take some decoupage gloss sealer. I found this at Hobby Lobby. I'm not really sure what you can substitute it with, which is a bad thing, I know. I really don't like not being able to give you guys alternatives, but I tried some basic Krylon spray, this stuff, and it didn't work out well. So you can see, I have two examples. I painted exactly the same. This was the Krylon spray, and this was the decoupage gloss sealer. So you can note the difference. This one is kind of, I don't know, the camera can focus. You can see that the one I coated with the decoupage spray is much more uniform and kind of flows better, whereas the Krylon kind of got gritty looking, I guess would be the best way to put it. So I'm gonna look on Amazon and see if I can link you guys to the decoupage gloss sealer stuff, or if I could find something similar by reading out the ingredients, I guess. But yeah, you take this stuff. I'm not really fond of the bottle they put it in because I notice it sticks. But give it a spray or two. Oh, please, come on, work. And turn. There we go. Got it to work. Alright, so give it a nice coating, and then you're just going to want to let it dry. And I think what I will do right now is turn off the camera so I can let these dry so you can actually see the difference between what we made and what it turns out like. So I will be back probably within a half an hour, which will be all of 20 seconds for you. So be right back. Alright, so these are dry enough that I can glaze them over, and what I used to glaze the other ones was triple thick. You probably could use diamond glaze as well. I just notice I like the triple thick as well for stuff like this because it settles into the grooves a little bit better. I kind of noticed that diamond glaze kind of covers the grooves, so I'm trying to embrace them. So triple thick definitely is my choice. Like I said, this one right here, the comparison, this was that spray I just used, Decoupage Gloss Sealer, and this was some Krylon spray. So you could see already this is pretty shiny as it is, and this one's kind of dull and gritty. It doesn't look bad, so once the glaze is on it, it will work. So if you guys don't have this or can't find Decoupage Gloss Sealer, that's probably going to be my next best choice. And you can kind of see that the blackness from the ink pad kind of fell into the grooves and kind of ran around. It's not exactly concentrated all over the piece as much as it is in just sections. Ah, lost one. Anyway, this one is probably my least favorite right now. It didn't really come out well. And the reason for that is it didn't have many cracks and layers on it. So when you're cracking the eggs onto it, you're going to want to just make sure that you have a lot of little cracks in it and possibly overlaps. Like right here, that one right there is kind of on top of the others, so it gives more depth. All right, time to crack open the triple thick. You could actually, if you wanted to, go back and take some opaque paint, like I said, the transparent opaque thing, the opaque paint, and color in the back and stuff so it's black instead of just being plain wood, because I noticed it looks a little bit better. I still have to glaze the backs, but yeah, it finishes it a little bit better. For tutorial purposes, I'm not gonna sweat it though, and I'm just gonna go ahead and glaze it. I can always go back and paint it carefully later. So just brush the triple thick on. And like I said, you could probably use the diamond glaze as well. Huh? Why is it doing that? Ah, I know why. You notice that weird white funky stuff? I'll explain that in a minute. All right, so I'm just gonna finish up glazing. Oh no, did I do it on this one too? You guys are gonna laugh, maybe. Or be like, wow, that's stupid. But I think I just discovered something. Not sure if it's a good something or a bad something, but it's definitely something. And this one's having it happen too. Alright, so you can notice you just watched that happen, and it actually is turning white. It kind of looks like mold. I have successfully reproduced mold. So you can see that one right there has a little bit right in there. This one, it's happening to the whole thing. This one's completely fine. This one's having it happen right there, and this one's completely fine. What I found was that salting technique, when you paint and then you lay some salt to concentrate your colors, that will not work. And I want to say it's either the gloss sealer that's doing it, which I don't think so, because it's fine until I add the triple thick. So basically I have one here set aside because it's just so weird looking that I couldn't resist showing you guys. But that is what happened when I salted it and put that gloss sealer on. So I think that Triple Thick does not like sodium, salt. It kind of gave this milky appearance, and I mean, it's kind of cool actually. It kind of looks like volcanic, sulfuric, toxic, whatever. And I'm kind of digging it, I have to admit. These didn't come out nearly as well. This just looks like mold, like moldy bread. But this one actually really came out well. So I'm kind of happy with the mistake or weird discovery. But yeah, ideally it's gonna look more like that one right there as opposed to those because it's just bad. But like I said, Krylon spray will work too if you don't have the decoupage gloss sealer. So that's all there is to it. And then if you can, you can find these things at the art store. If I can find it now. Ow. Here we go. This is just a hand drill, and you can find this again by the woodworking section where those little wooden plaques are for the pendants. And it runs about $4, and it comes with 3 bits and the handle. So you just drill into it to make the hole, and then you can add your jump ring and whatever. So that's pretty much it. Hopefully you guys understood and enjoyed. Bye.